As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Every Wednesday, we talk county government, and we do so by heading on over to Ellettsville, where the sun is always shining, and we find our great friend, County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. How's your puppy dog, Marty?
Oh, she's so cute. She's so sweet. I'm sorry. I am smitten with this
good
puppy dog. I am blessed beyond measure.
Well, that's good. I love seeing the picture of her waiting in the window for you. That made me laugh. That was adorable.
Just touched my heart. Couldn't help it.
Good. Now, life is not all daffodils and puppies, as we know, and every Wednesday. Sometimes we have to get into the heavier lifting stuff that is happening and things that are starting to happen here in April. I saw on Facebook, tax bills are coming out, and you want to help people make heads and tails of what exactly they are seeing and what's going on. You please do help us out, because I know I listen to you every Wednesday. I know not everybody else does, but we're going to start recording our conversations again and putting them up so we have resources for folks if they need to go back and make heads and tails of what's going on. So that's the good news today. What is new on these bills that we need to A, pay attention to, or who do we need to call if we don't understand?
Right, and my phone has been ringing off the hook, and I'm always grateful to be able to talk with people, because not everybody takes the newspaper, and not everybody does Facebook, although that's a good way to get a lot of information, and not everybody listens to our radio spot. It does give us an opportunity to talk with people, that be able to share the information, but a lot of people were getting their tax bills, and you know, whether they're in my district or not, they know how to reach me, and they will call me, and I'm happy to help anyone in the county to try to understand what they're receiving. What is confusing, and it does confuse people nearly every year, is that they're looking at that assessed value, that very first line, and seeing how much their assessed value grew, and all of a sudden, they're thinking that this is when they need to go in and say, look, I don't like my assessed value because I don't like what's happening with my taxes. And see, then it's too late, because this assessed value that you see on there was arrived at last year this time, so that it would be, all those numbers would be ready for them to use for the 2021 paid 2022. So that's something I want people to continue to remember. When you get that Form 11, and it will be coming out before the end of the month, that's when you'll see a change in your assessed value, and that's when you have to go in to the assessor's office to say, I have a concern about how you arrived at this.
Let me jump in quickly here just so I don't get lost. No, you're doing great, and that's why I want to jump in now so I make sure I'm caught up. You are pointing out the assessed value differences, not the rate differences. That's a different whole thing, right?
It's a whole different thing. The assessed value, but that's on the first line. So right away they think that's
exactly
why their taxes are so much higher. But to be clear, if we're talking about a rate control, those funds that are raised strictly by rate, and that is all your CUME funds, your CUME bridge, CUME cap, and so forth, that is that rate times that higher assessed value. And so that does raise people's taxes.
Right.
When those assessed values,
but the assessed value is the mover and the shaker, because our property values are going up around here, correct?
Right. And it is not you cannot look at the assessor and say, look, you raised my taxes, because that's not the way it works. The assessor must, by legislation, they must follow the market. Remember, the court said years ago, you have to start looking at what the market value is to arrive at the assessed value. And so that's what they have to do. So if somebody gets their Form 11 that comes through and you go, well, I've got a lot of questions here with this, or if you even have questions right now, they are willing to hear you out, and you make sure that you show them why you believe those numbers aren't right. But if it you really have to sort of look around and see what properties are selling for around you, and that may make you feel really good when you're going, oh, my neighbor's house just sold for $30,000 more than what I thought my property's worth. Well, that may be good if you're getting ready to sell, but it's not so good when you get ready to pay your taxes. So that's the first line. But the other thing is, Mormons normally think, the way it's supposed to work, is that if all of the assessed values grow, then the tax rates, not those rate control funds, but the levy control funds, should be reduced. Well, here's what's happening. It's not reducing as quickly as the assessed value is going up. I mean, for instance, the county tax rate went down from 2021 to 2022, and yet the tax amount went up at 22% difference, 22.06% difference. The library as well went up, 24.77% difference. You start adding all of those together, and pretty soon, your taxes are a great deal higher because when you're looking at the total combined assessed values for everybody to arrive at that new rate, and then you're taking that new rate times your higher assessed, your own personal higher assessed value, then you're going to be paying more. That's just the way it is. And
it's never going to go down, Marty, ever, ever, ever.
and if someone really wants to have their voices heard, do it during budget times. Make sure those people who are voting on what you are going to be taxed, and that's your city council, that's your county council, that's your town council, that the people who actually have the authority to raise your taxes. Because once they've voted on that, then that's where it goes. They go up to state, they'll look at it, and they'll say, yes, this is how it shakes out. So let your voices be heard when those taxes are being set. Because remember, these taxes were put in place last fall. Remember that everybody had to have their budgets done by a certain time in order for all this to happen? That's the time. And nobody even comes to the council budget hearings when it's time for the public comment. You rarely even have anyone say one word. They wait until they get their tax bill, and boy, do I understand it. That's exactly what I did before I was ever involved with coming up with the numbers. I mean, I was busy raising my family and doing what I had to do.
And then when the bill comes in the mail, it gets your attention.
It does. It really does. But I'm always happy to work through this with people and to remind them, boy, if you have any tax credits or any deductions or anything, whatever, please make sure that you study that back sheet on that form that's being sent out to you to see if there's anything there that you think might make a difference for you.
Marty Hawk is our guest. She's the county councilwoman helping make heads and tails. And the other part of this is the assessor's job is difficult enough. She doesn't need to be answering phone calls on things that aren't her business. We're trying to get everybody. We're not saying you have to like this or accept any of this. Just make sure you're yelling at the right people. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Even beyond that is make sure you understand who it is,
absolutely,
what group it is that put the taxes in place, because that's the ones that you need to make sure they hear your voice.
And it's in a primary election coming up as well, so if you're mad, maybe you get involved in the process a little bit more deeply than you have in the past. I don't know, but we know that 302 South Walnut is open for early voting and will be so, almost the entire rest of the month with some exceptions there. It's time to get that process rolling along as well.
It absolutely is. I've been watching the debates that they had Monday and Tuesday, the different conversations between the judges' candidates and the sheriff's candidates and so forth.
Let me ask you something. I don't know how you can answer this, or maybe you can't answer it, but I don't know who else to ask. But why are there so many candidates for sheriff? Is that normal, or did that catch my eye wrong? You have a former, I believe, a coroner that's involved in that. You've got all kinds of people running for sheriff. What's the explanation if you have one?
It's a lot of money.
Oh, is it really?
A lot of money.
Okay.
That salary, that's as high as that, and the prosecutor's, so I think it was the prosecutor's salary. Anyway, it is, that's one of the highest paid positions. I don't have that memorized.
That's okay. Right. I sprung this on you. I'm just trying to make heads or tails of this. And then you see some people without previous law enforcement experience. That's not a requirement.
Oh, no. I could run.
Really?
I could run for sheriff. I really could. Absolutely. It doesn't mean I'd get it, but I could run. I mean, you just have to be a certain age, and you have to, you know, have lived
so
here.
So your feel is... Your feel is that's a very lucrative position.
Well, yes, it certainly is. It certainly is, and you're allowed to serve two terms. And boy, if you look what that does to your retirement, shoots that up through the roof as well.
Uh-huh.
So it is, and as well as you have a lot of staff, so that you're not really have to do. You don't have all of this on your shoulders at once. But I will have to say that it is important that we have a sheriff elected in this county that we can all respect, and someone who will understand that what the people really want. Now, you know, we all listen to our own friends and our own breath to decide what it is the people want. I believe people want to feel safe in their homes. I think that they want to feel like if they want to walk around downtown, they are totally safe, that their community is once again a safe and civil city, and that it takes law enforcement to do that.
So well, and the other part of the other part of that is, as well as we've talked about here, at some point someone's going to tell us to build a new jail and build us a new this and build us a new that, and putting that all together, I think Brad Swain was on this program a year or so ago or two, and talked about how he didn't believe the jail was built correctly the first time around, and hence we're in some kind of problem now down the road. How important is that in this election? Or is that something, Marty, that we're not going to get to until another election cycle, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, no, I think it's coming down a lot faster on the pike. And, of course, law enforcement will have something to say about that. Certainly the sheriff is person who is totally over the jail and managing the jail, and appoints the people who will be, you know, under him, who's overseeing the jail. However, the people who will decide where the ground is going to be and all the kinds of things that it takes authority to put this in place will not actually be the sheriff, but his voice should certainly be listened to. His or her voice should be listened to. And so it would be very helpful if it is someone who understands how the jail process works. We received the annual jail report from Commander Crow just the other day, and one of the statements on that report was really enlightening. It was making clear our program that we had going in that was, it was called the New Beginnings, and there was an area in the jail section.
Right.
And it was, you know, not that it was overwhelmingly successful, because you're not going to win for everyone that you tried to save. However, it was showing progress. And now Commander Crow says that that whole program will be gone this spring, because the people who were most helped with that program are no longer held, that they are being released right back out If they're arrested, they're right back out. He didn't say this part, but I will add to it. It's a part of the revolving door, the jail door, because they get out, they reoffend, they're brought right back in, they get right back out, and it's just back and forth. And so many of those people might have been helped and kept from reoffending and causing them their own self to be in more danger, as well as the community, if they had been there in that program. But the program will be gone. So there you go.
I can't figure that out. I can't. Is that a funding issue?
Well, he said it had to do with, to begin with, you know, with the whole pandemic kind of a thing, and also because it appears to me there's a difference in philosophy with our courts, who really determine that they don't need to hold people. And I even had someone not too long ago saying, well, we just should not arrest those folks. But you know what? If they are breaking in someone's home, or they're taking property, or they're causing physical damage to people, then, you know, of course they have to be arrested. You got to remember, our law enforcement takes an oath.
Absolutely. I think the problem, the greater problem is, and you and I could do 15 hours on this if we had to, the greater problem is, if you start putting everybody in the house and you got to double the size of your house, I don't know who wants to pay for that.
Well,
because, like you said, the revolving door, if you keep accumulating, that's bad in the eyes of everybody. Then at some point you say, well, you just got to lock them up. And then you say that, and all of a sudden there's 500 of them. And all of a sudden, where are you going to put everybody? And then you think taxes are goofy now, Marty. Oh, my gosh, if you got to keep building jails. I don't have the answer, but I can see where I can see both sides of this. And I don't have an answer, and I think that's the problem.
Well, and I think the state sees that it's a problem, and that's the reason why the state changes legislation now, so that the counties can send these level six folks off to the state where they have more ability to provide services.
Yeah,
and
resources,
treatment services.
Right.
And so maybe that will be helpful. No, I don't have an answer either.
Yeah, it's not easy.
If we try to build our own mental health facility, that will bring in so many more, as Commander Crow said, sort of like, be careful what you wish for, because that could exacerbate.
Well, that's the other thing. Or you take it from a different angle and you put it up as a referendum and let the voters take care of it. If they want to be taxed more, if they think this is important, I mean, I don't know how democracy is supposed to work, but I'm thinking out loud. Obviously, there is no plan, on hard and fast plan, to make sure this happens or that happens. But all these options are out here, and I don't know if we want to be buying land and building prisons. Do you? I don't know if that's the way forward.
Well, I don't know anybody who really wants to do this, but if the courts make us do this,
see, that's the key right there. That's the point. If your cards are dealt to you, that's different than dealing cards.
Right. And I would just hope that if we do it, we don't make the mistake that we did with this particular one, where we didn't build it large enough to begin with, and it went up instead of out, because they're talking about it. If it's in pods, then it's easier to manage. So, you know, I'm not... I'll just vote on the budgets. I'm not an expert on this, and so we'll be waiting to see what.
But it's terribly interesting how it all ties into primary elections, to where we're going, to taxes, all the things we've been talking today. Yeah, it's very real. And sometimes we look down the road at other things in faraway places when we've got a lot of stuff going on right here in our own backyard.
Right, and of course the city discussing raising the income tax, and that shows that the city will be getting about, you know, $17,490,000 of a $30 million. Wait, I've got to be
losing
millions.
Me. You're losing me. You're losing me.
Millions.
Hey, Jim Inman, before I let you go, Jim Inman's going to have a news story here right after we get done about the Ellettsville Town Council and some of the details. I don't know. I'm not saying you know any of the details, but that is your neck of the woods. And I know that you're familiar with the Indiana State Board of Accounts. If you could fill in any gaps, that would be great. If you can't, I understand.
Okay, I will just say that the notice that came from the Ellisville Town Council, the clerk's office, said that the meeting would be with respect to any individual over whom the governing body has jurisdiction to receive information concerning the individual's alleged misconduct. And so I am told that someone did resign in the last few days, and so once the State Board of Accounts goes in there, and we may hear more from Ellisville, I can just say that some people had called me to say, oh, well, this isn't Jimmy Journalism, and I'm going, no, it is not. No, absolutely not. Our Ellisville town folks would, that is not the person in consideration here for this.
And then the release said something about a meeting on Monday that will shed further light. Does that sound correct?
Right. First they said it would be April 6th, but this is April 6th, so I haven't seen a later one.
Gotcha. Well, I figured if anybody would know, it would be you. So that's why I ask you.
And if I know anything more than that, I'm not speaking of it at this point.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate all the information that you can and let us in on that, because obviously happening in your backyard, it's a large deal here locally as well. So anytime the Indiana State Board of Accounts is involved, we know, at least from my 12 years of doing this as well, there's nothing ever good in that. They're not here just to say hi. Let's put it that way.
Well, they're certainly here if somebody has said they think there has been some kind of something that needs to be checked out. If the town has contacted State Board of Accounts and says, you know, we want you to check this out, and then that's what will happen. And now, does that happen overnight? No. So we'll just see what happens. But I am sad, of course, to see that there's any need whatsoever for any of this to even have to be investigated.
Absolutely right. Government officials, the trust of the public, we've had too many of these discussions over the years. Well, we know that we can't do anything about it except figure out what's going on and pass that along to our listeners. And we'll do it hopefully with more information next Wednesday, Marty. We appreciate your insight. Have fun with your new puppy dog, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, but be sure, this is huge, be sure, folks, that you understand that the City Council is looking at that gigantic income tax increase.
Yes.
Because people were saying to me yesterday, well, I don't know, I didn't know anything about that.
Oh.
So watch. They
put out a release this afternoon. So it is at bloomington.in.gov. You can go extra read all about it.
Right, and the amount that they came up with was exactly as I had said, very, very close to where I said the numbers would be, because I knew that they would have to distribute it according to the population in order for them to gain the most amount of money. And so that's indeed what they did. What is being proposed? Got to remember, the sign being proposed, the City Council might not vote on this going through exactly as it's being proposed. So thanks for letting me share that.
Absolutely. And those are the discussions that are going to be had. And we will obviously talk to Mayor Hamilton next Tuesday before we talk to you on Wednesday. So we try to get all the sides to all the stories out there for our listeners. Thank you so much, Marty. Enjoy the sunshine the rest of the afternoon. Stay warm this weekend, and we will get caught up with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in with us every Wednesday just after 4:05.